Part of seminary training is, of course, teaching us how to preach, and one of the best ways to do that is to watch other people preaching and to learn from them, both what is really good and what is really bad. And so part of our seminary training was, of course, YouTube videos of other people preaching. And we watched all sorts of videos. We watched Fulton Sheen, and we watched Bishop Barron, we watched other Catholics, and we watched some Protestants, too, to try and learn from them on what to do and what not to do. And I only really remember one of the videos well. And it was this kind of mega church televised thing. And this woman is up there preaching, and she's saying, you know, God really wants you to be happy. That's what he wants. So when you come to Mass, don't do it for God, do it for yourself. And then the little clip pops up after the video on YouTube saying, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. And I can't help but agree. How would that person contend with our gospel today? Whatever you do, do it for me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses it for my sake will find it. Jesus is radical in his call today. That we don't live for ourselves or for the world, for those people that we like and love. He calls us to live utterly and completely for him. And yes, it is true that when we live for God, we will be happy. He's not some dictator who just wants his ants running around doing his bidding just to watch them. He loves us and wants it for our own good. But it requires us to live in a very radical way that our world utterly doesn't comprehend. Just listen to that megachurch trying to make people feel good. Do it for yourself. The gospel message is there to make you happy. That's what it's about. That's wrong. Think about the schedules our world imposes upon us today. How many soccer games and sporting events are on Sunday mornings or out-of-town things? And, well, I like Mass, and I'll go when I can, but I gotta take my kid to a soccer game. Now, I'm not a soccer fan. It doesn't matter what sport it is, but the percentage of people that actually make a living doing that in life, not very good. So what are we saying when we prioritize that over God, over going to Mass? That this fleeting experience of some sporting event that they'll probably give up in 5 to 6 years anyway is more important than a relationship with God and eternal life. That's sad. Jesus demands that we put everything in perspective. What are we living for? Are we living for ourselves? Or are we living for God alone? For the one who gave everything for us. And St. Paul reminds us so beautifully in our second reading, that's the seriousness of baptism. It's not a nice day where, oh, isn't the baby cute, all dressed up in white, and let's see if they cry when we douse them. No, it's a lot more serious than that. Are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. That's what our baptism is all about, brothers and sisters. That we no longer live for this world, but we live for God alone. Our God who through baptism makes us his adopted sons and daughters, heirs to the grace of heaven and to eternal life. And how easily do we sell that short for something else? Jesus is clear. Our faith is not just something that's nice and convenient and something we're called to be about. But he says, whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Now, I'm going to be a bit of a linguistics dork here, but take up your cross is not passive. This is not something that happens to you. This is an action that we are called to take, to live every moment, not just waiting for those difficult things to happen to us and enduring them because that's how life is, but to seek out, like Jesus did, to lay down our life for others, to take on the burdens of someone else and to ease their load, to actively seek that out in all that we do. every little thing Jesus says should be for service of Him and love of our brothers and sisters who are adopted sons and daughters of God as well. Whoever gives only a cup of water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, surely he will not lose his reward. A cup of water. Even the most minute actions of our lives should be directed to love of God, to service of Jesus and our brothers and sisters, to taking up a cross and laying down our lives for something greater than ourselves. And yes, in that we find true happiness. But that should not be our only motivation. Our motivation should be to live for something more, to live for something greater than ourselves. As the psalmist says, "What is mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than God's." In our own insignificance as one person in a world of billions, we become part of something greater by living for God, by being incorporated into His life, by laying down our lives for the sake of others and for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Do we make our decisions based on that? Or do we play the games of this world? What will people think if I decide not to go to this baseball game because I have to go to church? What will God think about how much you value His love, His sacrifice, and the divine inheritance offered to you? That is the radical call of Christians, brothers and sisters. In everything, to love God above all else, above ourselves, above even our families, to do everything for Him who gave everything for us. That hymn from Philippians is one of my absolute favorites. Jesus Christ humbled Himself, becoming man, embracing death, even death on a cross, and God greatly exalted Him because of it. Christ is not just a figure to look up to, but His life is the one we're called to take on ourselves, the one we were incorporated into through baptism, the one we're called to show to the world at every moment by humbling ourselves, embracing that cross, picking it up eagerly and willingly. And then God will exalt us too when we become like Him in the heavenly kingdom. Go throughout this day, this week, this month, and think about all of our actions. Am I living for Christ or for the world? And what do I say is more important by my actions? Jesus tells us that we are not worthy of Him if we're not willing to do this. Do we desire heaven more than all else? Because everything else will pass away.